Archers, for the week 27 May to 1st June 2001.
A psychological thriller.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
And plenty of action, too. In fact, it's quite a demanding role. Lillian knows, she's seen the script.
Really?
Yes. I think you're about equal to it, sweetie.
She loves to tease me about it, but she wouldn't say no to a part in it herself.
You? I gave you that idea.
Come on, babe. Isn't that one of the reasons you came on board in the first place?
Darling, you've got completely the wrong idea.
On board? What does that mean exactly?
Well, Lillian here is...
Read the script, rang a few people I know, that's all.
Yeah, I see.
What about the rest of it?
Please, Scotty, I don't want to discuss that now, all right?
Sure. Whatever you say.
So, Scott, tell me more. Where's it going to be filmed? Anywhere exotic?
Well, we haven't got a shooting schedule. It's still at the pre-production stage.
Yes, where it's been for the past 5 years, isn't it?
Lillian, we're up and running now. We've got the Dutch boys behind us.
So you keep telling me. Dutch?
Yes. It's an international co-production. Most films are nowadays.
What kind of film did you say it was?
The Dutch are in for 25%, and we've got some Spanish money, too.
Gosh.
So where's the rest of the money coming from?
Ah, well...
Scott, darling, I'm nearly empty. Why don't you get us another round?
I haven't...
Go on. Tell him to chalk it up to me.
OK. Same again, Jennifer?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
How about you, Brian?
Oh, no, not for me now. I'm going to leave you now.
It's
business, that call I told you about.
Oh, are you sure you're doing the right thing?
Yes, I'm quite sure.
All right.
It sounds very dramatic, darling.
No. It's very boring indeed. Nice to see you, Lillian. Scott. Bye, then.
Bye, darling. See you again soon.
See you later, Jenny.
It's all right. Good luck.
Thanks.
Your mind's a double, Scotty.
OK. But we'll need to talk about this later.
Yes, all right. Go on.
Well, perhaps this film could be a big breakthrough.
I wouldn't count on it.
Huh?
It's just another sordid little tale. You know, guns, drugs, car chases. You've seen it hundreds of times before.
Well, you might get him latest.
Oh, darling, whatever he says, he'll even get it made.
Why's that?
Well, for a start, he's expecting me to put up some of the cash.
No, are you going to?
The whole trouble. He thinks I made him a promise, and I said nothing of the sort. I've seen the script, and I've given him some encouragement, and that's all.
I see.
He's pestering me about it for weeks. And we had a huge row about it. Just before I came here. He's been sulking ever since. That's why I stayed on after the funeral.
Really?
Yes. He was a very sweet boy, and I'm very fond of him. He seems to think I've got money to burn, and it's just not true.
No, of course not.
Between you and me, he may be gorgeous, but he's not the next Tom Cruise, is he?
Crawford?
Matt, hello.
Brian! Well, not who I was expecting to hear at all.
No, I'm sorry to call on a Sunday, but it's quite important.
Right, let's hear it then.
It's not really something we can discuss on the phone. I think we should arrange a meeting.
All right, I'll be back in the office on Wednesday. Why don't you come
in? Well, it's a matter of some urgency. I'm not sure if it ought to wait till then.
Brian, I know you farmers never stop, but I am on holiday.
Yes, I realise that.
I'm down in the country for a break. I've got family commitments.
OK, now, look, listen to this. Does the name Mairead Calder ring any bells?
Calder, yeah. She's on the board of our parent company.
Yes, and Calder is her maiden name. Her married name is Chalkman.
Yeah. Yeah, perhaps you're right, Brian. We shouldn't talk on the phone. Why don't you come over to my place?
Of course, I'm not trying to interfere, Caroline, but I couldn't help noticing...
Yes, Mr. Woolley?
Well, the hedge by the car park. It's looking a bit untidy. It could do with a trim.
Yes, perhaps.
I expect you're too busy to notice these things. Shall I have a word with Higgs about it?
No, that's kind of you, but I'll try and remember when I see him.
All right.
Oh, all these empty rooms... And it's a holiday.
Still, the old place isn't looking so bad, really, is it? All very smart and shipshape.
Thank you, Mr. Woolley.
And I'm glad to see the floor's been polished recently.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yesterday, I think.
Though I suppose it might look a bit strange under the lights.
Lights?
Oh, sorry, I was just thinking aloud.
So, not about anything in particular?
Oh, no. Who's that girl there going into the bar?
What girl?
Well, I don't think I've seen her before.
Oh, it's Tasha. You know Tasha, one of our regular bar staff.
Oh, she's done something to her hair. It used to be long and up. Now it's short and down.
I think it suits her.
Well, I know it's a matter of taste, but it's not quite so, well, photogenic.
Look, I must have told you 100 times.
Afternoon, Lillian.
Jack, hello. Our mum told me you weren't allowed up here anymore.
Oh, I'm allowed to pop in occasionally.
You naughty man. You just can't keep away.
That's right. Oh, hello, Scott.
Hi. Hi there, Caroline.
Good afternoon.
You'll have to excuse us. We must go and talk.
Not now. I'm tired. I think I'll just go and lie down.
But you said...
Why don't you talk to Jack about it? I'm sure he'd be very interested to hear about your film.
Film?
Yes, yes. Oh. Scott's going into the movie business. No more summer seasons and menswear catalogues for him.
Oh.
Lillian.
I'm going to my suite. Please don't disturb me for at least 2 hours.
I might see you later then, Lillian.
Great. 2 hours? What am I supposed to do?
The health club's open. Oh, there's a TV in the residence lounge.
Thanks all the same. I think I'll head for the bar.
Aren't you going to tell us about... Oh.
I think he'd rather be alone.
So, Scott's going to be in a film.
He's an actor. Or so we're told. Actors appear in films.
Yes, I know. It's just funny, really.
Why is it so funny?
Well, oh, that's mine. I'll take you through here. It could be very important.
Whiskey?
Just ice and soda for me, please.
Oh, well, no, it's a bit early, but...
I'd rather be kept to business. I expect you know what I've come to say.
You worry too much, Brian. You've been overworking. Slow down.
Relax.
I'm afraid I can't relax until we've sorted this out. Do you realise what this could mean for all of us?
So... Is it this Calder woman is bothering you?
Well, it's not Calder anymore. She's married to Stephen Chalkman.
Well, no harm in that, is there? Plenty of women keep their maiden names.
Stephen Chalkman, who's on the District Council Planning Committee.
So? My wife's a school governor.
All right, I'll spell it out for you. If her husband voted on a planning proposal that might benefit Borchester land, then he should have declared an interest. If not, then he was breaking the law.
And this is what's been giving you sleepless nights?
Well, there's a clear conflict of interest, at the very least. And some people might call it out-and-out corruption.
Oh, strong words,
Brian. Well, I think it's stronger. The whole thing stinks. I don't want any part of it.
Steady on. No need to get carried away.
Yes, but you can't deny that there was a conflict of interest.
So, there's a connection by marriage. But who's to say it's not just pure coincidence?
Anyone who's opposed to the development. If they find out, I doubt if they'll be quite so naive.
Yeah. So, you think... They will find out about this connection.
If you press ahead with your development plans, yes, I think that's highly likely.
Oh, come on now, Brian. If I didn't know you better...
Well, they wouldn't need me to tell them. They're quite able to find out themselves.
Mm. So what's your answer to this delicate situation?
We've got no choice. I think it's time we pulled the plug on the whole development scheme.
So you're really prepared to see this deal fall through because it goes against your principles?
In a nutshell, yes.
Say, consulting my crystal ball, I see two possible scenarios here. First, if this doesn't get out, the deal's likely to go through, no one's any the wiser, and you and I are a good deal richer. Or second, someone blows the whistle, we get a lot of bad publicity, all kinds of unpleasant things happen, and you end up £500,000 the poorer.
That's about the size of it, yes.
£500,000. Think about it, Brian. Is it really worth it?
Mr. Woolley.
Oh, hello. I've been having a wander around the kitchens.
I wanted to catch you before you go.
You know, Caroline, I was a bit shocked by some of the language the kitchen staff use.
French or English?
You know what I mean.
Come on, it's no worse than it ever was.
No, but they'll have to tone it down if... I mean, we don't want the guests overhearing it.
The guests aren't allowed in the kitchen.
Well, no, but...
Mr. Woolley, can you please tell me what's going on? Are you expecting a VIP guest? Royalty?
Well, all right. I might as well tell you now. I've had a very exciting offer.
What kind of offer?
It's from a film company. Well, a TV company, really.
What?
Yeah, they want to come and do a documentary on Grey Gables. Well, three short ones.
Mr. Woolley.
It's part of a series they're doing about the revival of the countryside.
Mr. Woolley.
That's why I laughed when I heard Scott talk about his film. Isn't it a coincidence?
Mr. Woolley, can I just ask you one question?
Mm-hmm.
Is this anything to do with Hazel?
Hazel? No, I said it's a TV company. Hazel makes proper films for the cinema.
I see.
But it's a very reputable TV company.
Called?
I hadn't come across it before.
And have you said yes to them?
Oh, no. I wouldn't do that. Not without consulting you first.
I see.
But I would ask you to consider it, Caroline. I do think it's such a great opportunity.
Darling, please, I've got such a cracking headache.
Oh, there's always some excuse, isn't there?
Well, if you hadn't come bursting in here and woke me up...
I can't wait any longer. If I don't call Max tonight, then the whole deal could fall through.
He's waited 5 years. He won't dump you now.
But, Lillian, you promised
me... Sweetie, I did nothing of the sort. I said I'd think about it.
So why haven't you?
You know, I find all this money business so boring.
So, you don't mind if it all goes pear-shaped? If I lose the biggest break I've had for years?
Oh, that's not fair. It's not just up to me.
Yes, it is. All it takes is one word from you... And
one word and a big cheque, which I'll probably never see again.
Oh, so that's it? You think I'll screw up? You don't think I can hack it?
Darling, I never said that.
That's what you mean, though, isn't it? That's why you won't part with your cash. You don't think I'm good enough.
Oh, don't be silly. It's not you. It's the whole thing. It's too big a risk. You think I'm loaded, but I can't afford to throw money away. It's as simple as that.
OK. So is that your last word?
Yes. Yes, it is. I'm sorry.
Great! Fine! Terrific!
Now, please, will you just leave me alone?
Sure, don't worry. I'm going.
Joe's taking a trip down memory lane.
So bad, is it? Brightening up already. Is there anything I can do for you?
No. Well, you don't mind me coming up here?
No. Well, as you know, I have no stock to worry about. I would ask you...
No, don't you worry about
it. I'm just about to go out. You're not looking for Ed?
Edward? No.
Well, I'm not expecting down here today, anyway. So...
My memory ain't what it used to be. That's the trouble. I know it was down here somewhere.
What is it you're looking for?
The place where we used to build the A-Rick. Me and me dad.
Ah, yes.
It was down this end of the yard. Raised up on staddles to keep out the vermin.
Yes. Must be quite an art, building a proper A-Rick.
Oh. Not many of us could do it now. You had to build it up in layers, nice and even, and thatch the top to keep out the rain.
And you did this with your father?
Ah, when I was a nipper. All done with sweat and a pitchfork. We fetched the hay in from the fields, stacked it up here. Right up till we got our first beer.
Yeah, it all seems like a different world, doesn't it?
That was real. None of this hobby farming you see nowadays.
No, indeed.
Used to be a ring of staddle stones here. Well, they've all been lost or moved. Just this bit of concrete.
You ought to write these things down, Joe, before they all get forgotten.
Oh, I'm doing better than that. I got my own program on the wireless.
Really? So, on which
Radio Borsetshire, on Wayne Foley's afternoon show. Well, you must have heard it.
Well, I'm not a regular listener.
Joe's Jottings, it's called. Came on this afternoon.
Joe's Jottings?
Folk have been writing in. I got to answer the letters.
Sounds as if you're quite a celebrity.
That's why I come down here now, doing some research.
Yes, I see.
Oliver,
Morning.
Morning, Joe.
Well, I'll be on my way, seeing as how you got visitors.
Well,
No, don't worry. I've only popped in for a coffee and a chat.
Chat, eh?
Yes. Oliver, I'm afraid I must get back to work now.
Must you?
Yes, really. Can I give you a lift anywhere, Joe?
Me? Oh, no, darling. Quite happy to walk. You carry on with your chat.
Bye then.
Cheerio.
Bye, Joe. Oh, Helen. Oliver, please, it's not funny.
Well, you couldn't have looked more guilty if you tried.
I didn't know you was hanging around. You might have warned me.
Well, I didn't know either.
First William and now...
But it's true, you did call him for a chat. It was all perfect.
Yes, but there's quite enough gossip already. Now I've given them something else to talk about.
Oh, hold up.
Are you sure she's the one?
She was itching herself up against the fence.
Well, she needs tagging anyway. Okay, let's get up.
There, see? Bit of a scar on the back end.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's no fly strike yet.
Well, but... put some stuff on it.
Yeah, I'll sort that tail out. You give me the shears.
Yeah. They all need proper shearing, that's the trouble.
Yes, but... Oh, what a mess.
Ah, well... Ooh, nice way to spend a bank holiday.
Yeah. We do appreciate you coming in, but...
Oh, like I said, Breeder's working anyway. So long as we get to a day out tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Ruth says you're having a day out yourselves, with the kiddies.
Yep.
Wednesday, she said.
That was the idea, yes, but...
A new theme park on the way up to Birmingham, with a pool and a big adventure playground.
Yeah. No, it's not Wednesday. Pip's been asked out skating with Becky. She forgot to tell us.
Oh.
Big social occasion, can't be missed, you know.
Thursday then?
Oh, maybe. Okay, she's all done.
Ah, right. How much longer do you reckon we'll be?
Worm the rest of the lambs. I don't know. You in a rush?
No, no. Only he wants to be back in time to listen to the radio.
Oh.
Joe Grundy's on again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what's it? Joe's gibberish.
Joe's fairy tales. Don't believe half of what he tells you.
So why are you so keen to listen?
Well, I told you I wrote a letter to Radio Borsetshire complaining.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I had to. Joe oughtn't to be allowed to get away with it. All that stuff and nonsense about Earth Closet.
Yeah, I'm still not sure why it's so controversial.
Well, he reckons there was a communal Earth Closet in the village.
And was there one?
Ah, but Joe reckons he helped to dig it out. But I happen to know it was knocked down when he was still a babby.
David?
Oh, hi, love.
How's it going?
Oh, we're going great guns. Hey, Bert.
Oh, hi.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but...
What's the matter?
It's our trip with the kids. Thursday's not a good day for Phil. He's out all afternoon.
Oh, first I've heard.
There's a concert in Felpisham Cathedral.
Oh. Okay, so, Friday?
Pip's got the dentist. She's cancelled it once already.
So maybe the weekend?
That won't be easy. The kids don't want to wait. Tomorrow's about the only day, really.
Yeah, but...
Well, I can't come in tomorrow. I've got my day out with Rita.
Oh, Mr. Woolley.
Oh, look there, Caroline. He's going off on his own.
What?
Scott. He's gone on his motorbike without Lillian.
So...
Apparently they had this big row yesterday. Now Julie says they're hardly speaking.
I see. Well, it's none of my business.
And I haven't seen Lillian all day, have you?
No. Did you want to see her?
Oh, no. No, I came up here to see you.
Good. Well, that saved me the trouble of coming down to see you.
Now, Caroline, I know you're worried about this documentary.
Yes, I am. I'm still not at all happy about it.
But don't you think it's such a marvellous opportunity?
Mr. Woolley. Quite apart from the mega chaos it's going to cause, we could hardly have chosen a worse time.
Yeah, but...
Well, they're not going to see the place at its best, are they? Our bookings are still down in spite of everything.
But they won't be filming straight away, Caroline.
So when will they?
Well, we could put it off for a few weeks, if you like. And I'm sure they want to show us in the best possible light.
Oh, come on. You know what these people are like. They want blood on the carpet.
Oh, no, this is different. I told you, it's part of a series. They want to show the way the countryside is pulling itself out of the crisis.
Do they?
Oh, yes. Just three short docu-bubbles.
Afternoon. Oh, are you,
Yes, I'm rather busy, Oliver. Can you wait?
Well, of course. 10 minutes?
All right, I'll be in my office.
Good. I'll see you then.
I mean, if you really don't want this to go ahead, then, well... I suppose I'll have to get back to them and say it's no deal.
No.
Oh, so you don't mind?
Look, I'll think about it.
Oh, thank you, Caroline.
It may not be such a bad idea, but I'll have to talk to the rest of the staff.
Oh, yes.
Some of them may not like it at all.
David?
Oh, hi, love.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, what?
Back on the net again?
Yeah, I'm just browsing. Is everything okay?
Wait, don't log off. Let me have a look.
Right.
Livestock seals. Well, well.
Yeah, it's a chap with some nice-looking heifers. It's a pity he's in Ireland.
David.
Okay. No harm in looking, is there?
If you've got nothing better to do.
I've only been on 10 minutes. And now I'm going to... Hello. What's Bert doing out there?
Oh, well, they've got Josh's new football. Bert's in goal.
I don't know. What are we paying for?
Oh, it was good of him to come in. If he's keeping the kids happy.
Yeah, okay. Oh, hey, talking of the kids, about this trip tomorrow.
Yeah?
Well, we don't want to let them down, so why don't you take them?
What? Leave you here?
Look, if it's the only way we can do it.
No, you don't want to have
I don't mind staying. I really think you should go.
Caroline?
Oh, hello, come on in.
You look as if you're having a difficult afternoon.
I could say that, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt you earlier. I wanted to talk about Thursday.
Oh?
Well, we talked about going out.
Oh, yes.
Well, I booked us a couple of tickets for the theatre, and I thought we could go for a meal after.
Oh, well,
and back to the farm afterwards for a brandy bat.
Thursday's out, I'm afraid.
Really? Why?
These documentaries at Mr. Willie's. I've got to have some staff meetings to discuss them. I'm seeing all the domestic staff on Thursday evening.
I see. Well, how long will it take?
Well, some of them aren't going to be too happy about it. My guess is it'll be a long one.
Okay, so you give me a call when it's over and I'll come and pick you up.
Oh, that's sweet of you, Oliver, but when it does finish...
We could still have a drink together.
I doubt if I'll be very good company. To be honest, I think I'll want to get an early night.
Honestly, love, I really don't mind.
Don't you?
I mean, I'll be sorry to miss the day out, but...
I don't want to go on me, Warren.
You'll have the kids. You'll enjoy it.
Well...
Go on.
Okay.
Good. There's your tea.
Thanks.
I'll tell Dad he needn't... Where is Dad?
They've both gone up to the stables to look at the drains.
What, is this their special bank holiday outing?
They're having a drink with Chris and George.
Pretty smelly one, I should think. Haven't the builders got the kitchen floor up?
Sounds like they'll have to dig for miles.
It's right under the foundations. Be a laugh if the whole house falls down. Set all our plans back a teeny bit more, though, wouldn't it? Oh, hi, Bert. I thought you'd gone.
Where's the radio?
What?
I'm missing it. I'm missing my letter.
Oh, right, yeah, Joe Grundy.
Aren't you going home to listen to it?
No, it's too late. I was playing with Josh. I didn't see the time.
Right, where's Radio Borsetshire?
Here, let me.
No, no, it's all right. I'll, Dad's had it on Radio 3.
Come on.
Of course I can't.
Oh,
here we go.
Ah, there he is. He's tagged already.
Oh, yeah.
Living in such a close-knit community as it was in them days, folks' sanitary arrangements weren't no secret. A flush toilet was a luxury few could afford. And as for this here letter...
Ah.
Well, Bert Fry's a friend of mine. I've known him since he come to the village a few years back.
What, a few years?
Folks may have been more up-to-date where he come from, but, well, he'd be too young to remember any road. And he's an outsider to boot. So how would he know the first thing about the history of Ambridge?
Outsider, me?
So I think the best thing to do with this letter is... There. Straight into the room.
Right, that's enough. Did you hear that? Joe Grundy called me an outsider.
Sorry, no pizzas, no pork pies, no sausage rolls.
Double burger with cheese and pickle?
If you want a fast food joint, there's one by the market.
Don't worry, no. I try and eat healthy stuff. I have to look after my body. Keep in shape, you know.
Oh, OK. So we've got plenty of fruit, organic bread, oat cakes.
But you're a great advertisement for organic stuff. You look in pretty good shape yourself.
Is there anything you want to buy or not? Morning! Oh, hi, Auntie Jennifer.
Oh,
hello. Hi.
Helen converting you to organic?
Well, I'm converted already. Just casting my eye over all these lovely goods on offer.
Yes, well, carry on. I'm in no hurry.
I've been doing some more shopping for the holiday.
Oh, your trip to South Africa?
Oh, yes. I bought a sarong for the beach last week. Lovely material. Didn't really like the colour, so I'm going to try and change it.
OK, well, why don't I serve you now? Then you can get on.
Well, if Scott's before...
No, it's OK. I'll just browse a while longer.
Thanks.
So, what can I get you?
Well, you said you might be getting some broad beans this week.
Yes, we've got some.
Good. There's nothing like the taste of the first broad beans of the season.
Tom brought them in this morning.
I'm not a gardener, but aren't the pods supposed to be green?
Well, yes, there is some discoloration, but it's quite harmless, really.
So what are those brown marks
then? Yeah, the splodgers.
It's called chocolate spot.
Oh, so you've got chocolate beans inside.
It only affects the pods. Most of the beans are quite normal inside. Look.
Oh, yes. I see, but why do the pods go brown like that then?
I'm not sure. It's just a fungus.
Fungus? Hope it isn't catching.
Well, not for humans, I'm sure. Is it, Helen?
No, they'll taste fine. I don't feel you have to buy them.
Well, perhaps I'll buy a few and try them.
Hey, can you tell me, what's the best way to kill a few hours around here?
Well, there's a good public library, or you can always try the museum.
OK. I'll have to try and be creative. I'll be seeing you.
Bye.
Oh, is he a plonker or what?
Oh, dear. Oh, don't be too hard on the boy. You can see why he's at a loose end.
So he's had a bust-up with Auntie Lillian?
Yes. They're still not really speaking.
Must be difficult if they're both at Grey Gables.
Oh, I don't think they're spending much time together. In fact, Lillian's been spending most of her time on the phone to me.
That water trough up by the ewes. The valve's still leaking.
Oh, yeah. I did ask Bert to fix that.
Bert's not here, is he?
No, I meant a few days ago.
Oh.
I doubt if he's had the time.
I mean, you saw our last water bill.
Well, I don't suppose we'll get a lot of sense out of Bert tomorrow. Not after him being insulted on air by Joe Grundy.
Oh, this radio thing. I wish I'd heard it.
Oh, he was hopping mad. The gloves are off now. This is going to get really nasty.
Yes. So, where does that leave the water trough?
Oh, I'll go and fix it myself, tomorrow sometime.
So, what are you doing?
I'm just checking the email.
Oh. Well, don't get stuck in here for too long.
No.
Spend it a door outside. It's going to be warm again.
Mm-hmm.
Nice day for Ruth and the children.
Yeah.
Hope they're enjoying this theme park.
Yeah. Aha! He's got back to me.
What? Who's this?
This guy in Shropshire. Got some heifers for sale. I found him on the net this morning.
Oh, I see.
What?
While the cat's away.
No. Just, you know, keeping up with the research.
Mm.
It's looking good, though. Best deal I've found so far.
Yeah? Now, what's he got?
He's got Friesian Holsteins. Nice-looking in-calf heifers. I'll show you.
Well, as you say, there's no harm in doing our research.
Yeah, and as we can't go around the market... there we go.
Friesian Holstein heifers. Well, that doesn't tell us a whole lot.
No, it's all here. Hang on. He's emailed the details. There, look. From a recorded herd, well grown, about 500 kilos.
Yeah.
Sire and dams, dams lactation, profit indexes.
Mm, well, that's all quite impressive.
Yeah. I reckon even Ruth would approve of that.
But it doesn't say how much he wants for them.
Ah, well, yes, actually, he has given me kind of a rough figure.
You mean you've spoken to him already?
Yeah, I just gave him a quick call, you
know. Oh. Well, what did he say?
Well, I wrote it down somewhere. Yep, there you are. Looks reasonable to me. In fact, I'd say pretty damn cheap, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would. And you think there's room for negotiation?
Well, he might come down a few quid ahead. But the only snag is he's got a couple of other interested parties.
Well, at that price, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, so if we want to be in with a chance, we'll have to get in there quick.
Yes, you're right. Well, it's a pity Ruth isn't here.
Yes.
I know how she feels about all
well,
this, but...
internet or no internet, she'd know a good deal when she saw one.
Mm. Any idea when she'll be back?
Well, pretty late, I should think, having a burger on the way home.
Has she got her mobile?
Well, yes, but...
You don't think it's worth calling her?
Well, I doubt if she'd appreciate it, no. Especially if she hears I've been on the net again.
Mm. Does look such a good deal, though. And you say he's got other people interested?
Oh, yeah, he's probably emailing them right now. I bet those heifers will have gone by tomorrow.
Yes, well, that would be a pity. Yeah. Still,
Well, I suppose I could give the guy another call now and, see what the situation is.
Well,
Why not? I mean, got nothing to lose, have we?
There! Don't you think that's a better colour?
Huh? Oh, yes.
Yes, darling, that really suits you. Mm. You look so glamorous on a beach by the Indian Ocean.
Right.
Brian, I know you're not as excited about this trip as I am.
No, I really am looking forward to it too. Heavens knows, we both need a holiday.
It's so lovely to see Kate and Molly and have Phoebe all to ourselves.
Yes, I know, but, Jenny, you're not going to like this.
What?
Well, since I spoke to Matt at the weekend, I've had to do some hard thinking.
And you've still not heard back from him?
No, not a squeak. He's betting I'll keep quiet and take the money.
Well, it's not up to you anymore. You've done as much as you can.
Yeah, but have I? That's what I keep asking myself.
Oh, Brian, you must be careful.
The thing is, Jenny, this whole mess could drag on for weeks. Months, even. And until it's settled, I'm not sure if...
Brian, you're not saying that
we
you...
We might have to put the trip off.
No!
Postpone it, not cancel.
No, we can't do that. We'd miss the christening.
But don't you see how serious this is? I mean, if the development goes ahead, I'd be implicated. I might even be facing criminal charges.
No, surely.
Well, it's unlikely, perhaps, but...
But what can you possibly do?
Make sure it doesn't happen. Keep up the pressure on Matt on the board, and that means I'll have to be here.
Kate's going to be so disappointed. And it's all been arranged with Roy and Haley. Look, we can't back out now.
All right. Well, I mean, you could always take Phoebe and go on your own.
Oh, no, Brian, I am not going on my own. It's all booked and we're going together. I am not letting Matt Crawford ruin our holiday.
Hi there. Still doing your bit for a healthier world?
Actually, I'm about to close up. Have you been hanging around town all day?
Nothing better to do, I guess.
Oh, as I said, I'm about to lock up, so unless you want to be stuck in here all night...
So, what do you do when you hang up your apron?
Look, nothing personal, but I don't think...
Okay. It's just that I'm new around here. I wondered what you do for fun in a place like Borchester.
Well, tonight I'm going to spend a couple of hours sorting out stock for tomorrow.
Hmm. So you don't feel like showing me around the local hotspots?
Sorry.
Okay, so another time maybe?
I don't think so. I don't think that's a good idea at all.
Don't tell me you're fully booked.
Oh, no, it's not that. I don't think my mum and dad would approve. And I'm sure my Auntie Lillian wouldn't like it either.
It was great. I really wish you'd been there with us.
Oh, next time, eh?
Yeah.
There's your tea, look.
Thanks. So, have you
been... What have you been doing to those children, Ruth? Josh was asleep before he had his pyjamas on.
It's been a long day. I'm pretty shattered myself.
Tea, Dad? Oh, yes, thanks.
Nicely shattered, though. Not like I've been working all day.
Yeah, not like us two poor Cinderellas here.
Come on, don't make me feel guilty.
Oh, it's been quite peaceful here without you, hasn't it?
Hey.
Well, I don't know about that.
So, how did you get on? No problems?
No. Everything went quite smoothly.
Yes, just the usual routine. Well,
Yeah?
Well, not quite all routine, I suppose.
What's this?
Come
on. What's this? What have you been up to?
David?
There's your tea, Dad.
Thanks.
Well, it could be good news. Quite exciting, really. I was waiting to tell you.
Okay, tell me!
Well... I've been talking to a guy in Shropshire about some heifers.
What heifers?
Incar Friesian Holsteins, 2.5 years old, from a recorded herd, just what we're looking for, aren't they, Dad?
Well, yes.
And how did you find out about these heifers?
Well...
Okay, don't tell me, I can guess.
Now, I was doing some research, me and Dad, on the web, and they looked such a good deal.
But I told you, you can't tell that from a website! You need to go and see them in the flesh.
No. I've called the vendor and I've talked to him. I've gone into all the details.
You have been busy, haven't you?
Look, I think I'll just go...
Dad, wait. You back me up here.
Well, I...
Honestly, Ruth, if you had been there, you would have done the same. It's a really good deal. It's perfect. We can't afford to let it go, can we, Dad?
Well, it was certainly worth investigating.
There, see? And he's got other people after them. We had to get in an offer quick or we'd have stood no chance at all.
David, David, hold on. Are you saying you've already made him an offer?
Well, yes.
You mean you went and did that without even asking me first?
Well, we had to, or we'd have lost the chance, wouldn't we, Dad?
Well...
I can't believe this! I'll leave you here for one day and...
Ruth, don't judge me yet. Not until you know the facts, not until you've seen the figures. It is such a great deal, there is no way we can lose.
You're talking as if it's a fait accompli. You've already made a deal.
Well, he's accepted our offer, yes.
Right. So what you're saying is, you've gone and bought us 20 heifers.
Well, nothing's been signed yet, but...
I see.
Dad, you could see it was too good to miss, couldn't you?
Well, I...
Well, thanks for telling me.
Ruth, love, don't get like that. Come on, come into the office. I'll show you all the figures.
No, you've obviously made up your mind. You don't need my approval, do you?
Then why is Ed Grundy lurking in the woodshed?
Well, and what are you up to then?
Oh, nothing, Grandad.
Come to that, where have you been all morning?
Well, I...
Not doing them exams, I'll be bound.
What's it to you?
Oh, no skin off my nose. You're old enough to plough your own furrow.
Yeah, when you was my age, you've been out of school for 2 years.
Yeah, that don't cut much ice with your mother. Hey, what was you doing in my shed, any road?
Grandad, do you mind if I borrow this?
Hose connector? What do you want with a hose connector?
Well, this job I'm doing down at, you know, the lawn.
I know. I was down there myself the other day. I saw you got the seed bed ready.
Yeah, it was dead hard work, too. All stones and cooch. I had to bust up girt lumps of clay and then level it off.
Oh, you done well. You look to have made a proper job of it.
Well, you know, it's not come out bad in the end.
Of course, it's getting a bit late. It's so grassy now. You might do better to wait till autumn.
Yeah, well, that's what I'll... Well, what Mr. Sterling said, but I reckon we can do it now if we use sprinklers.
Sprinklers?
Yeah, well, lawn sprinklers. Give the ground a good soaking and then sow the seeds.
Well, that might do the trick.
So we got a couple from the garden centre.
Suppose he can afford it.
Yeah, well, the only trouble is the hose don't quite reach. It's got a bit more we can add on, but...
Yeah, well, and that's why you want the connector.
Well, just to borrow it. We could get a new one, but that means we'll have to go all the way to the garden centre.
Joe, you seen Edward?
Look, can I have it, Grandad?
Oh, go on then, you take it.
Thanks. You'll have it back, I promise.
Edward! Edward, come here!
Sorry, Mum, I'm late.
What do you mean, late? Come back, I want to... Oh, Edward.
Well, don't be too hard on the lad, Clary.
Too hard? Me? Too hard? Joe, do you know who I've just been talking to? Who's just been on the phone? Mrs. Hughes, the Education Welfare Officer.
Oh, her. Well, it's in the back of her.
Oh, no. She were asking again why Edward ain't been to none of his exams. And I had to tell her we still can't do nothing about it. We can't persuade our own son to do his GCSEs.
Yeah, well, it's only the truth. We can't.
Oh, but it makes me feel so ashamed and so useless, like I ain't been a proper mother to him.
You can only do so much. He ain't a babby no more.
No, all right. But that ain't the end of it. The school have paid for him to enter them exams, and if he don't turn up... Yeah, and if he don't turn up, we might have to cough up the money.
How much?
Well, she wasn't sure, but it could be over £200.
£200? Well, he can't make us pay for that.
Well, it looks like someone's going to have to pay it.
Edward, he's earning now, he'll have to pay.
Yes, I quite agree, Joe. That's just what I'm going to tell him.
A video of what?
The drains. Oh. The plumber sent a camera down to see what the problem was. They left a copy of the film. Chris says it's quite fascinating.
The inside of a drain pipe?
You're going to show me when I go up there.
Oh. OK, Bert, turn it on.
Righto!
I hope you've got the stump for it, Mum.
Well, apparently it's not as nasty as you'd think.
Yeah?
Are you coming through?
Yes.
So it was a valve.
Yes, Bert.
Anyway, the children are watching the telly.
Oh, OK. Thanks, Mum. Any sign of Ruth?
I think she's still down with the calves.
Ah. Well, as you'll have noticed, she isn't being very communicative this morning.
No.
In fact, she's hardly so...
Oh, I'll leave the water turned on then.
Yes, Bert. I mean, OK, I know
She disapproves of buying stock on spec, but...
I think that's putting it mildly, David.
But it's such a good deal. I didn't think she'd be quite so upset about it.
Not so much the deal itself. It's the way you and Phil got together and did it without her.
But she wasn't here.
I know, but you could have waited.
Yeah, but, you know, if we had, we'd have probably lost...
All right. I don't want to get dragged into an argument.
Anyway, if she feels that strongly about it, we can always call the guy back and say the deal's off.
Could you?
Well, it's just a verbal agreement so far. I mean, you know, nothing's been signed.
Right then. Are we finished up here?
Yep. Trough's all fixed. No leaks anywhere.
I wondered if you needed me for the next half hour or so.
Well, you could carry on with the front loader, clearing out the yard.
Well, I suppose I could, but...
And what about the new fence by the river?
I'm almost done with that.
Is there something else you want to do, Bert?
Well, it's this phoning on the radio.
Oh, Joe Grundy.
Joe's having a phone in.
Oh, you want to get on there and give him what for, calling me an outsider.
So what time's the programme?
Well, it starts in about 20 minutes. So if I can get back home, I'll get my call in.
Oh, no need for that. You can use our phone.
Oh, well...
Can't you, David?
Yeah. Why not? Help yourself.
Well, it's only a local call, and it'd be a lot quicker. If you're sure you don't mind.
Of course we don't. I'd had to hear it myself.
Well, you reckon it could be interesting?
I ought to go and check on the children anyway.
I'll come up with you. If that's all right with you, David.
Fine.
Hello.
Oh, here she is now.
Hiya. Have you finished with the...
Jill, is everything okay with the kids?
Yes. They asked to watch a video, so...
Oh, that's fine by me.
They didn't seem to be up to much else.
No, I'm not surprised.
I'd best get inside if I'm going to catch this phone.
Yeah, okay then, Bert.
Right, I'll see you later.
Thanks, Jill.
Well, Dad can stop worrying about the trough anyway. I should have fixed it weeks ago.
Okay, so I'll go and
Ruth,
just finish.
Ruth, wait. Come on, look, we can't go on all day like this.
Like what?
Look, if you're really so against this deal, then fine, I'll ring up and cancel it.
Come on, you know it's not as simple as that.
Well, all right, then why don't we just go in now and look at the details together?
It's too late to back out now.
Look, come in and see the figures. Ring up and talk to the vendor yourself if you like. Then perhaps you'll feel happier about it.
Right, Joe, you're all fired up and ready to go?
Can't hear much.
Okay, great, terrific. We're on in a few seconds, and I think we're in for quite a lively session, too.
So where's all these callers, then?
Brenda's got one waiting on the line and plenty more in the queue.
I can't hear, huh?
Let us worry about that. You just relax and get ready to address the good people of Borsetshire.
But who are they?
Have a look at that screen up there.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of mad people and weirdos out there. I don't want none of them.
Don't worry about that, Joe. Brenda will keep up the real headbangers.
Well, never mind them. What about Bert Fry?
All right, here we go. Hi, you're listening to BBC Radio Borsetshire. This is Wayne Foley, welcoming you back to our afternoon show and to our phone-in special, featuring our own sage of the shires, Mr. Joe Grundy.
Afternoon.
Well, Joe, your last broadcast of Joe's jottings seems to have jogged a lot of memories among our older listeners, and we've got some of them waiting now to share their own memories with you.
I'm ready and waiting.
Good, and we go straight to our first caller, Mrs. Daisy Warlock from Netherbourne. Hello, Daisy.
That's the yield, the dam's lactation figures, profit indexes.
Yeah, I can see all that.
And the sire. Look, we thought about using him ourselves. You can see they come from a top-class herd.
And what weight did you say?
About 500 kilos. Perfect.
OK. So it all looks fine on paper.
So why...
It's what I've been saying all along. You can't tell enough from the figures. You need to see them in the flesh, find out what they're really like, what kind of temperament they have.
Yeah, ideally, yes, but we can't. And anyway, I trust this guy. I take his word for it.
20 heifers. That's a heck of a lot to take on trust.
I know, but it just seems so clear to me. I don't see how we can go wrong. And Dad agrees with me.
So you'd like me to say great? How clever. Let's go ahead now and never mind the consequences. I can't do that, David.
Okay, well, I meant what I said earlier. If you feel that strongly, we'll call the deal off.
And I said it isn't that easy.
Why not? Just takes one phone call.
Whatever I think of it, that's not the way to do business. You've made a deal, verbal or whatever. You can't go back on it now.
No doubt in my mind that the last working horse in South Borsetshire retired no later than 1960.
What do you say to that, Trevor?
Hello, anyone home?
Trevor? Well, we seem to have lost Trevor from Felbersham.
Okay.
At the end, then. Now we've got time for one more caller. And it's a name I think you'll remember. Mr. Bert Fry from Ambridge.
Ooh.
Hello, Bert.
Hello.
So what do you like to...
First of all, Joe, now you take back this nonsense about me being an outsider.
Well, that's who you are. You come from over Penny Hatton.
Well, that's hardly any distance from Ambridge. I knows the country for 20 miles with the back of my hand.
Bert...
So I'm just as much of a countryman as you are.
You called yourself a countryman. I was hand milking cows on winter mornings 10 years before you was even born.
Bert, your question, please.
All right. Why don't you stop him making up rubbish about things he don't know anything about?
Oh, dear old Lord, I suppose you'll be back on your toilets again, eh?
Well, I knows for a fact the earth closets was demolished in 1920s, because my great-uncle helped to dig the new drains.
Well, that's interesting. What do you say to that, Jeff?
I remember Bert's great-uncle. Scrumpy Nose Fry, as kids used to call him.
Well, you can't talk.
He also reckoned he'd captured a German trench single-handed with his bayonet.
And who says he never?
And he built the bloomin' Eiffel Tower.
Listen, I'm telling you, he built them new drains, and he dug the cesspit.
Cesspit? I dare say he filled up a few cesspits in his time and all.
You listen to me, you. If you say one more word against me or my family, I'll get down there and I'll...
come on, Bert.
You wait, I'm not finished.
Look, I'm sorry, it's all been very interesting, but I'm afraid we're just about out of time now.
Oh, right.
So, thanks for a lively discussion, gentlemen. And I hope you all enjoyed
Edward?
The show there. And don't forget to tune in to next week's...
Edward, will you come here, please?
I'm sorry, Mum, I've got to go out.
Edward. Now, you know that Mrs. Hughes were batting on to me again?
Look, forget it, I'm not going to do my exams.
Yeah, all right. So you don't mind paying back the £200?
You what?
The fees for the exams you never took. You know, they could charge us for it.
Well, yeah, they can try. They're not going to get anything from me.
I'll come back here. I ain't done yet. Now, I don't mind keeping you while you're at school, but if you're going to leave and get a job, then you'll have to start paying us rent.
What? Mum?
Yes, you will, yeah, and a bit towards the end.
No way.
Now, you can't expect to live for nothing once you're working. Someone's got to pay the bills, Edward. I won't be getting your child benefit no more.
Oh, you can't be serious.
Oh, yes, I am. And you'd better believe it.
Lillian's been taking turn as a childminder.
If you could fold up that high chair.
Mm-hmm. Oh. How do I do that?
Well, you lift the catch at the front there.
Oh. Right. Oh, it's smeared with something ghastly.
All right, well, leave that. Can you pick up the toys?
Yes.
Oh. Are you all right?
Oh, it's my back. It's saying it's had enough.
Oh, well. Sit down if you like. I'll finish tidying up.
Oh, darling, would you mind? Oh, you didn't warn me it was such hard work being a grandmother. I always had help with James. I do think you're wonderful the way you manage without.
Oh, I don't need help with Phoebe. I mean, not proper help. It was jolly useful to have you around this afternoon.
Yes, it's been lovely for me too.
That's good. But it's only 2 days a week and besides, I enjoy it. Phoebe's such a little poppet. They get on so well.
Yes, she is rather a sweetie.
Yes, and I am so looking forward to taking her to see Kate.
Oh, so you are going?
Yes, of course. Why not?
Mum said you talked about calling it off. Some business of Brian's.
Oh, no. That was only a false alarm. The trip's still on and we're off in a fortnight.
Good for you, darling.
We never seriously thought about postponing it.
Yes, well, I couldn't imagine any business of Brian's being that important.
He does have his board meetings and so on, but he's cleared his diary.
Well, I think this calls for a little drinky. Shall I get the bottle?
No, not for me, thanks. But, well, Help yourself if you want.
I was going to ask you just a teeny favour.
Oh?
I really can't face the thought of Grey Gables tonight. Scott's sure to be hanging round waiting for me.
Well, perhaps you could try and make it up.
Darling, when I need your advice about my love life, I'll ask for it.
Sorry, I was only trying to...
Would you mind terribly if I stayed for supper?
Oh, we'd love to have you, but Brian and I are going out to dinner.
Oh.
We haven't been out for quite a while, so any other night would have been fine.
So what am I going to do?
Oh, why not give Tony a ring? I don't suppose he and Pat will be going anywhere.
Oh, no. Being sprayed with disinfectant once is bad enough. Twice in one evening, I'll end up smelling like a public loo.
Edda, is that you? Oh, so you decided to come home, have you?
Oh, Mum, just leave it, yeah?
You going out again, or will you want some tea?
Dunno.
Well, if you do, you'd better come in. Edward, what is it you're carrying?
What does it look like?
Tarpaulin. The one you had for your bender?
Yeah.
So you're going to put up that bender again?
Yeah. I've got no choice, have I? You're kicking me out of the house.
No one's kicking you out. I'm only asking you to pay towards the housekeeping.
There's a difference.
No, think carefully, Edward. There is a difference.
What about the 200 quid for my exams?
Edward, if you want to give up your education and go out to work, we can't stop you. But if you're earning a wage, you can't expect us to keep you.
Yeah, well, if I live on my own, I shall have to pay nobody.
Oh, so where are you going to put this bender?
Dunno, I'll find somewhere.
It better be somewhere dry.
What?
That tarpaulin's got holes in it, look.
So I have to mend it?
Oh, you want to borrow a needle and thread? Dear, look's coming on to rain.
Oh, just shut up, Mum, leave me alone.
Yeah, will. Yeah, I'm going back indoors. I think it's going to be wet tonight.
I know you said you were busy tonight.
Meeting's still on, I'm afraid. I'm just about to go through.
So, no last-minute cancellation?
No, afraid not. We've got to discuss this docu-bubble thing.
Jack's determined to press ahead, eh?
Oh, yeah. He's got the director coming down next week.
Oh, sounds like a fait accompli.
Well, to be fair, he did clear it with me first. Now I've got to clear it with the staff.
So you haven't told them yet?
No. Some of them aren't going to like it. It's going to be quite a long evening. I've got to tackle the kitchen and waiting staff tomorrow. That'll be even worse.
Right. Well, I'll have to find some way to entertain myself.
Oh, aren't you going to the theatre?
No, I passed the tickets on to some friends.
I did warn you, Oliver.
Yes, you did. And I've brought my swimming kit up with me.
Oh, yes, the pool should be quite empty.
Better than sitting around at home. I might even pop back in for a drink after.
Well, if you like...
You don't know when you'll be out of the meeting.
I've really no idea.
Caroline, hi.
Oh, hello, Mr. Daniels.
You're looking gorgeous as ever. I love the new jacket.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry, I don't think that we've...
Oh, Scott Daniels, one of our guests.
Fine. Hey, tell me, is it true you've got a director coming out here next week?
Who told you that?
Oh, everyone knows. The whole place is buzzing with it.
Thank you, Mr. Woolley.
So it is true?
No comment.
Come on, you can trust me. The word in the kitchens is that Spielberg's checking out locations for his next big one.
Spielberg?
Oh, so if it's not him...
I don't know. And I'm sure it's no one you've ever heard of.
Oh.
And I think Caroline would prefer you not to gossip about it.
Well...
Oops. My big mouth again, eh?
No, I'm sure you're not to blame. I think I know who started the rumours. Anyway, it's nothing terribly exciting, just a short TV documentary.
Okay. So, bye-bye to my mansion in Beverly Hills.
Sorry to disappoint you.
It'll happen one day.
Rather too full of himself, isn't he?
Oh, he's harmless. Anyway,
so, will I see you later?
Well, actually, do you mind if we give it a miss? I think I'm going to need that early night.
Hello, Ed. It is Ed, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you mind if I join you? I'm getting so bored sitting on my own.
Oh, no, feel free.
And I couldn't help noticing you're looking just a little bit bored yourself.
Yeah, I suppose I am.
Not much action round here for a young man with time on his hands.
You could say that, yeah. Can't stay at home. I've got chucked out.
Really? You must have done something pretty terrible to deserve that.
Oh, not really. I just bunked off my GCSEs.
Oh, and that's hardly a crime, is it?
I tried telling that to my mum.
Well, you know, mums worry about that sort of thing.
Yeah, right.
You're friends with the girl who lives here, aren't you? I've seen you together.
Fallon? Yeah, she's a mate. Sort of.
Oh, dear. So have you...
No, it's nothing like that. We're in this band together. She's like the singer. I mean, we get on all right, but I ain't seen much of her lately.
spends all her time revising.
Yeah, that's rather boring of her.
Yeah, all right. I mean, now she wants to do A-level. A-levels? She's going to Borchester College.
That's hardly to the ends of the earth.
Yeah, all right, but the band's going really well. We're just starting to get somewhere.
She's not dropped out, has she?
No, but she won't come to practices. And I want us to get, like, professional so we can do a few gigs. I need the money.
Well, of course you do. Life's so expensive.
I want to make the big time. I don't want to spend the rest of my life doing monkey jobs.
Yes. I know another young man with a very similar problem.
Well, I can get as much casual work as I want. I've got a job now doing a bit of landscaping, but that's just to fill in, really.
Well, I think that's so enterprising of you, Ed. Some people might prefer to hang around and sponge off their friends.
No, that's not my style. Do that for too long, you won't have many friends left.
Yes. You're absolutely right.
Anyway, suppose we might have to find another singer.
And what's that you're drinking? Orange juice?
Yeah.
Well, how about something stronger?
Oh, yeah, well, I'll have a...
Oh, hello, Edward.
Oh, great.
I didn't know you was here. I thought you was out in the rain.
Hello, are you coming to join us?
Me? No, I'm going to be working.
Working? You never said.
Jolene's a bit poorly, said just give me a call.
Oh, well, you can refill this for me, darling. And Ed's having another... What was it, darling?
Ed ain't having nothing. He's going back home.
Mum!
You want your teas in the oven, it'll be spoiling. We don't want to waste good food, do we?
But I'm not hungry.
Yes, you are. And I put clean sheets on your bed. Your room stunk something awful.
But Mum!
So you'll be all nice and cosy tonight. Or would you rather sleep outside in your bender?
Hi. So, how was the meeting?
What?
As bad as that, eh? You're looking pretty traumatised.
No, I'm fine.
So they weren't too hot on the idea of this documentary?
Well, actually, most of the staff took it quite well.
That's great. So they all want to be stars?
Some of them had that misconception, yes.
Well, congratulations. I thought you might have a spot of bother on your hands.
Oh, why's that?
Linda and I were having a little heart-to-heart earlier. She'd heard the rumours and she was more than a little bit iffy about it.
Really?
Yes. Why hadn't she been informed? Would she be consulted about the arrangements? What kind of a part would she be getting, etc.?
Well, she and I have been having in-depth discussions on those very subjects. Mm. That's why we're so late coming out.
So, did you manage to get her on side?
Well, I think so, yes.
Hey, well done. That must be quite a relief, I guess.
Yes, it is, rather. Anyway, if you're...
Hey, look. Why don't you let me buy you a drink?
Oh, no, thank you.
Come on. You deserve one after what you've been through tonight.
No, thanks. I'm really quite tired.
OK. So just a nightcap, then?
No, I'd rather not.
Kara?
Come on. Surely even the manager's allowed to relax sometimes.
Look, I don't mean to sound rude, but I really don't...
Hello.
Want...
Everything all right?
Oliver.
Yeah, sure. Everything's fine.
Caroline?
Yes, Scott was asking me for a drink, but I've still got work to do.
Right, well, there you are. She's tired. She doesn't want a drink with you.
Okay. No harm in me asking, was there?
That depends on how you ask.
Oliver?
And whether you're prepared to take no for an answer.
Okay, I get the message.
So I suggest you just leave her alone and attend to your own business, all right?
Okay. Stay cool. I'm going. Good night, Caroline. I'll see you around tomorrow.
Good night. Oliver.
Well, that young man, damn sight too big for his boots.
Can I speak to you for a moment?
Hmm? Yeah, of course.
Not here. Come into the office.
Okay, if you insist.
Oliver, there was no need for that. No need at all.
Darling, I was just trying to help, that's all.
Well, I didn't want your help. It's all part of my job. I can deal with men like Scott. I'm quite able to look after myself.
I think someone needs to teach him a few manners.
Yes, perhaps, but not there. Not with me, not in the middle of reception.
He was pestering you. I sent him on his way, and I was stupid enough to think you might even be grateful.
Oh, but don't you see how inappropriate it was?
It seemed to me to be highly appropriate at the time.
Well, take it from me, it wasn't. Whatever you think of Scott, I'm manager of this hotel, and he's my guest. If he's a nuisance, then I'll deal with him in my own way.
But you can't expect me to stand by and
yes, that's exactly what I do expect. I mean, you and I, we're friends. We've got our own lives. I don't need a minder.
So I'm beginning to understand.
There's been quite enough gossip already. Don't you realise what a fool you must have looked? And you make me look a fool, too.
Well, if that's the case...
And what are you still doing here, anyway? I told you I wouldn't be free this evening.
Well, I shan't stay any longer. Good night, Caroline.
Brian's going shopping.
Hello. Can I help you, sir?
Oh, sure. Actually, you can, yes. Which are the best tomatoes?
Oh, well, that depends if you want the sweetest or the tastiest.
Jenny's given me strict instructions to make sure I get the best ones.
Well, they're both very nice.
Oh, thanks. What a great help you are. Well, I'll go for these.
She said you're up with the shopping list.
Yeah, usual excuses. She's got Phoebe, that horrid disinfectant and so on. To be fair, I was coming through anyway.
We haven't seen much of you lately.
This housing business rumbling on, I prefer to keep my head down.
Things seem to have gone quiet again recently.
Oh, it's still going on, believe me.
All right, I'll see you.
Oh, hello, Ed.
Morning.
What's all this? You stockpiling tinfoil?
Is
there something we don't know about? Crisis pending on the world aluminium market?
What? No, it's the scare of the birds.
Oh, yes.
I've sown some grass seed for Mr. Sterling. Get strips of this and string them onto canes. Keep the birds off.
Very resourceful.
So the lawn's nearly finished?
Yeah, it should be by this afternoon if I get down there now.
Oh, right. OK, bye.
Bye.
Which exam is he missing this morning, I wonder? Pity, though. He's a bright lad.
Well, he's not a great academic, though, is he? You chip off Eddie's block and there isn't much to spare.
Oh, I'd say he's smarter than Eddie.
Well, I understand he's making a very good job of Oliver's law.
Yes, so I've heard.
Right, now, what's next on the list? Broad beans.
Oh, you're lucky. Betty's got some.
Oh, yes.
They look nice. She doesn't usually get them in so early.
At least the pods look green and healthy. You should have seen the ones Jenny bought the other day.
Oh?
From Pat and Tony's shop. They're covered in chocolate spot.
Oh, yeah, we had some too. The beans were okay inside.
I bet you didn't rush back to buy some more.
And apparently Helen's given up trying to sell their chocolatey ones.
No, that doesn't surprise me.
They're having to buy them in from another supplier. Worcestershire, I think.
Oh, dear.
You don't sound very sorry.
Yes, yes, I am. Of course, my heart bleeds. But it does show this organic business is no muck and magic. They can come unstuck like anyone else.
Oh. OK, well, I've got some things to buy for Mum. Nice to see you, Brian.
Yes, and
bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye. Yes, hello.
Brian, hello.
Matt, I've been wondering if you'd call. What can I do for you?
You doing anything for lunch today?
Lunch? No, made no plans.
Good. So why don't we meet for a bite somewhere?
Any particular reason?
No business this time, just a chat, Brian. Though I think you'll find it's worth your while.
Ooh, look at that. Oh, goodness.
What's that?
I'm not too sure.
Weird. It's like a whole different world down there.
Mm. Interesting, isn't it?
You've pulled the plug. Now see the video.
What does it say there? Displaced joints.
Yes, there were quite a few of those.
Oh, here we go, round the corner.
I'll tell you George's little joke. He's glad it isn't smell-o-vision.
Me too. Isn't it marvellous the way they can get a camera down through all those drains?
The wonders of modern technology.
The ultimate underground movie. Another of George's little cracks.
Oh, gracious. Whatever are those snaky things?
Ah, yes.
They look like horrible tendrils. You didn't say they'd found aliens down there.
Even worse, I'm afraid, those are the tree roots.
Oh, yes, I see.
Well, just the beginning of them, really. Wait till it moves on a bit. There, see?
Oh, there's a whole wodge of them.
Yes, blocking the drain completely.
That's amazing. No wonder you had such problems.
I know. That's as far as the camera can go. See? It's trying to push past.
Yeah, it's quite dramatic, isn't it?
You were waiting for the action, and here it is.
The eye versus the creeping tendrils.
Oh.
Is that the end?
Unless you want to see it again.
Well...
Oh, let's have a break anyway. I'll go through and put the kettle on.
All right. Ice cream and popcorn?
Oh, yes, I should have thought.
It's all right. Coffee's fine for me. How far down did they have to dig to get the roots out?
Well, about a yard through 6 inches of concrete first. It was quite a performance. Pneumatic drills and hammers. You can still see the dust everywhere.
Yes.
Well, at least they managed to clear it.
Oh, yes. They had to reline the drains, too, with resin, I think. George can tell you all the gory details.
Well, so long as it's all working.
Oh, it's a very good firm. They've given us a 10-year guarantee.
All covered by the insurance?
Luckily, yes. They'll even pay for a new floor covering.
Ooh.
Though, as we shan't be here, we thought we'd let you choose that, Shula.
Oh, really?
Well, it makes sense, doesn't it? You can have whatever you want.
Oh, that's jolly kind. I'll have to talk it over with Alistair. Mind you, we might go for the same again. He really liked the quarry tiles.
Yes, and you can still get them.
True.
Right. Coffee for both of you?
Yes, yes please.
I won't be a minute.
Oh, she was right. It was worth coming to see.
Yeah, I'll see if I can borrow it to show Alistair.
Poor Chris and George, though. Having to go through all that mess and upheaval.
Yeah, and it's not just the dust. Did you notice as you came in? Or was it just me?
The smell, you mean?
Yeah, it's still a bit whiffy in the kitchen.
I'm sure that's left over from the builders. I expect it'll go soon.
Oh, I hope so.
They've only just finished, remember? Chris and George haven't even had the chance to tidy up.
It'll need more than just tidying, Mum.
Oh, don't worry. I'm sure by the time you move in, the house will be spotless.
There you go, Brian. And here's the menu.
Oh, thanks.
I can recommend the seafood starter.
Yeah, well, I'll have a look at that later, because I think we ought to talk first.
Well, no hurry, is there? You know what I keep telling you? There's more to life than just business. You ought to relax more, Brian. Take some time out.
You said it'd be worth my while coming out here.
Yeah, yeah, I'll come to that in a minute.
Well, is it anything to do with the matter we discussed last time?
Look, Brian, we've had our ups and downs, I know. But I really don't want us to fall out over this. You've got your principles. And I admire you for that. You're a man of conscience and you're a valuable member of the board. Of course, we need you.
That's nice of you to say.
I value your judgment. But we do need to keep a sense of proportion here.
Meaning what exactly?
Heaven knows. Life's tough enough already for all of us. So when a bit of good fortune comes our way, shouldn't we grab it with both hands and be grateful and not ask too many questions?
Depends on the circumstances.
I understand your situation. You're going through hard times, start brooding, things get distorted. Petty problems appear like major crises.
In some cases, perhaps.
You know, I think you need to get away from it all for a while. Take a holiday.
Well, Jenny and I are going to South Africa in a couple of weeks.
No, I'm in a real holiday. Here, look, I'll show you what I've got in mind. There. Real beauty, isn't she? She belongs to a mate of mine. 70-footer, full crew, moored in the Bahamas.
Splendid.
She is at your disposal, Brian. Anytime you want. You and Jennifer, take it for a couple of weeks. Three, if you like.
What?
Go on. Spoil yourself for once. Couple of weeks, lazing around in the tropics, warm sun, lovely beaches. Everything you could possibly want, laid on. Recharge those empty batteries.
Matt, what's going...
If you'll excuse me, I'm nipping to the gents. You think it over, Brian.
Oh, I marked it off in the squares, like a couple of square metres each, and then I sold each square separately.
Ah, fine stuff, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's lawn seed. It's got no ryegrass or rubbish in it.
Hard to see where you're putting it.
Yeah, so I done each block four different ways, so we don't get any bare patches.
None at all.
You wait. Couple of weeks' time and I'll be smooth and even like a bowling green.
Okay, I'll lay you 50p if Mr. Patch somewhere.
Oh, you're on.
I'd be careful, you may have sown it evenly, but that doesn't stop the birds getting in.
Well, that's what the canes are for. And the tinfoil tie strips out between the canes.
You think that'll work?
If it don't, I'll sit up here with a shotgun.
Yes, I reckon you would too.
Well, after all the work I put in, I'm not having it messed up.
Okay, I'm glad I didn't make it a fiver.
I'm just going to rake out the last patch and then I'll put up the canes.
Here, have one of these first.
Oh, sir. It was getting warm again.
So, you think you'll finish it this afternoon?
Oh, yeah. All you have to do then is see to the sprinklers.
Yes, I think I'm up to that.
So, got any other jobs you need doing?
Well, there's the new gate to be hung on the top gateway. You could hitch the trailer to the 4x4 and take it up there.
Yeah, all right. Tomorrow morning.
Unless you feel like the weekend off.
No, I've got nothing else planned. Don't want to go and hang around at home. There's no point giving Fallon a call.
She's still busy.
Yeah, it'll be like, oh, I'm sorry, Ed. I can't come out to practice. I've got to revise my algebra.
Well, let's be fair. I mean, if she wants to do well in her GCSEs...
Yeah, all right. What about the band? Wouldn't kill her to take some time to practice, would it?
Well, perhaps when the exams are over.
I don't know. Don't think she's serious about music. Not if she's talking about going to college, having a career.
You don't think so?
Nah. The way she's going, she'll end up like one of those power girls who dress in, like, suits, drives a Merc, goes to the office every day, you know?
Yes. Things were very different when I was a lad. Most girls thought more about marriage than getting a career.
What about your wife? Does she have a job?
Jane? No, I don't think she ever wanted to. She was quite happy to be, well, a homemaker.
Nothing wrong with that, is there?
Yes, I know what you're thinking. Where have I been for the last 50-odd years?
No.
Okay, so perhaps I am a bit of a dinosaur. But it suited us very well. I'm sure Jane was very happy with the arrangement. But for most women nowadays, that doesn't seem to be enough. They want a different kind of life altogether.
So, what's the verdict?
She's certainly a beautiful craft.
Like I said, it's all laid on. Crew, catering, the full works.
Mm. Well, that's very generous of your friend.
Oh, and you can have the flights on the firm. Director's perks, you know. Hmm? Well, you just say the word and I'll call and reserve it for you. What do you think, Brian?
It's no deal, I'm afraid.
Brian, I'm doing you a big favour here. I'm trying to help you out.
I'm not going to be bought off, Matt.
All right, all right. You pay for the flights if it'll make you happy.
Come on, Borchester Land Director accepts free holiday in the Bahamas. The local press would have a field there. They'd eat me alive. I don't want any part of it, Matt. Is that absolutely clear?
So, back to stalemate. You tell me where we go from here.
OK. You're going back to the board, and you're going to tell them that they'll have to tear up those development plans.
And if I decide not to?
I'll leave that for you to work out.
Well, looks as if you've got me right where it hurts, Brian.
Yes, and I'm not letting go.
Come on. Surely there's no need for this. Can't we agree on a compromise?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not going to budge. Those plans have got to be scrapped. No, I'm not bluffing. If I have to, I'll shop the lot of you.
I see.
So will you do it?
All right, leave it with me. I'll fix it.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed at Pebble Mill by Kerry Davis, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.